Time for your letters. Much of last week's program was devoted to the coverage of the shootings in Tucson. We followed the police investigation as it unfolded and details slowly began to emerge. And we took a moment out to remember the six people who were killed. Last night at the State House in Phoenix, Arizona, stunned residents gathered for a vigil. Bagpipes sounded in honor of the victims of yesterday's tragic shooting. In addition to the wounding of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and the killing of federal judge John Roll, five others were murdered and 12 more wounded. Among the dead, Congresswoman Giffords' director of community outreach, Gabe Zimmerman, age 30, Dorothy Morris, age 76. Sue Livengood of Baltimore, Maryland writes, I was most pleased to hear detailed mention of the other people besides Giffords who were shot in Arizona. Too often, others who are not famous are overlooked, but their friends and family are just as devastated. Thank you. My colleague, Weekend Edition Saturday host Scott Simon, and his family are friends with Gabrielle Giffords and her family. Last week, Scott had this personal essay about the Congresswoman. Here's an excerpt.
She seems to cherish the sometimes curmudgeonly independence of her district. I've heard her complain about the constant strain of raising money and getting middle seats on long airplane flights, but never about meeting with her constituents, even if it's just to hear harangues. The people who were shot alongside her yesterday, including those who died, were her friends and neighbors. I know her family wants the media to...
Listener Don Gillum went to our website and wrote that Scott's commentary forced him to stop and pause for a moment. I'm so sorry, he wrote. I've become almost numb to news stories about tragedy. We hear them every day. But listening to the stories about Representative Giffords, then hearing details about the 9-year-old girl that died, I just can't hold the tears back. So sad. And as the shootings at Giffords' Congress on Your Corner event gave way to partisan bickering and finger-pointing, many of you wrote in with a plea for unity. Irene Kendrell commented online, There are people both from the right and the left that say outrageous things. Both sides are guilty of this. Name-calling does not help the situation. I hope our country will learn how to accept each other and different views. We want to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend, or you can send me a tweet at NPR Leanne, and that's spelled L-I-A-N-E. This is NPR News.